Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
A gentleman by the name of Larry Grover, who's the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, a conservative group politically, is on the line with us. You have mentioned to me, Larry, before, as we talk about the upcoming campaign and we talk about President Bush's war in Iraq, you have mentioned before that you were touched by the pictures of the photos of the coffins of the men and women returning from Iraq.
Well, that is very accurate, Phil. Conservatives of Kern County, as well as other public service organizations, have seen these pictures. Certainly we saw the pictures of Paul Tillman, and that for every man or woman in Iraq or Afghanistan who's fighting, there's a family here in America. And when we saw those coffins, we wanted to do something, and I think we could all reach out.
And you are personally, right? And we're talking about the family members back here whose loved one may be in Iraq or Afghanistan.
That is correct. In our case, I live with mother and our neighbors to the east of us, the D'Amatos. Paul, as the husband, was just called up for active duty. He's in the United States Army. He has, as of a month ago, gone to Afghanistan. He'll be gone for 9 months, according to his wife, Jennifer. And I guess it's just being a neighbor. We've told her whatever we can do, we're there for her.
So she is your neighbor, and other people, I guess you're encouraging to do the same thing for any families that they know of who have members in the military who are serving in Afghanistan, who are serving in Iraq.
Well, there are many ways to reach out to these families, Phil. When you see a young bride or a young mother whose husband is gone, I've gone over to mow the lawn a couple of times. She's mentioned that they were planning on putting up new rain gutters, so we had the rain gutters replaced.
How are their money situation?
Well, financially, they seem to be fine. Paul is a firefighter with L.A. County, but I guess the toughest part for a family is not having that man around, and so I've tried whenever to pick up some of the slack and help the family out. And I guess, Phil, in my way, because I was not in the military due to the fact I was a student, it's my way of contributing to our effort in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, it's a good example, Larry, when you tie it to the images of those men and women coming home honorably, draped with a flag, for what we can all do, for anybody who has a service member in Afghanistan, and they live on your street, just something you can do to reach out to them.
That is correct. The other thing I want to point out, Phil, and I think it needs to be said, those of us who do help out here at home, those of us who are helping out a family whose loved one may be in Afghanistan or Iraq, I just wanted to tip my cap to them tonight because I don't think that they get a lot of the credit. I don't know how many of them there are. I do know that I'm probably the only one in my area where I live.
Where are you? In Culver City?
I'm in Culver City. I haven't heard too much in the news about, you know, people like myself who are helping out the families of service members.
Well, when you say help out, you're talking about mowing lawns, babysitting, doing repairs around the house, bag of groceries.
Well, that's true. That's really what I'm talking about. Although you enumerating those things makes it sound like there are a lot of people doing it. It's not that big of a deal.
Well, I'm not trying to say it isn't.
Well, but we don't hear a lot of people giving us credit, I guess is what I'm saying. I called the L.A. Times. One of the reasons why I want to come on your program, Phil, I called the L.A. Times, and they are obviously against the war in Iraq, so having anything to do with helping our soldiers, they don't want to be a part of that.
Well, what did you called the L.A. Times to ask for what?
Well, I wanted to know if they would at least put a mention in their paper about what I was doing. We had a beautiful day here in California yesterday. I suggest they come out for a color photo or something in their calendar section.
So are you're talking about not getting appreciation for helping out the families of these service members?
Well, the young lady next door, this young bride, I don't think they've been married 2 years, and her husband's down in Afghanistan, and I have been, like I said, and you know, to help mow the lawn. And you know, you read about the soldiers and what they're doing, but you don't read about me or anybody like me taking care of a soldier's home or helping his bride around the house. But most recently, I read about Mr. Paul Tillman, who has died in Afghanistan, and that is wonderful, but what about the people that were at that time maybe mowing his lawn or helping his new wife? That's all I'm talking about.
And you don't feel you're getting the kind of recognition that you should for that. Now, I want to give our number out, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. But here's my question for you. Are you saying, because you compared the soldiers to you, right?
Oh, no. Well, no, I wouldn't compare the soldiers. What I'm saying is you read all about them, but you never read about someone like me who is helping this guy who's in Afghanistan. Because I read about this gentleman, Mr. Tillman, who is from the Arizona Football Club, correct?
Yes, Pat Tillman. He died in Afghanistan last week.
Yeah, and you hear all about that, and I certainly am very much in favor of hearing about that, and I honor him, but you don't hear, was there someone mowing his wife's lawn or taking care of, taking a trash? It's another thing that I did that I mentioned to when I called Channel 9. They do a show called Nine on the Town, Mr. John Tyndale. And I said, at that time, I left two or three messages with him saying that I'm taking the trash out, I'm doing these things, and her husband's in Afghanistan, and I haven't received a call back. And so...
But you also called the Department of Defense. I wanted to bring this to my listeners' attention because you were curious if there were medals given for this sort of thing?
No, I wanted to know if they had civilian medals for helping the families. It sounds as if I'm trying to get recognition for myself, and I'm not, Phil. What I'm trying to do is point out that while our men are over there serving in Iraq or Afghanistan, there are people like me who are back here, you know, going over and helping things. You know, she was trying to get the recycling separated out in her garbage the other day. So we're helping out that way. I get the bottles into the one can and the garbage goes into another can. In another instance, she wanted to, I guess what she was trying to do is get the lock changed at her back door. So I went over, I had the keys made. And I had called the Department of Defense because I wanted to know if they had any kind of a civilian medal for helping the families of the soldiers or at least some kind of certificate. And I was told, no, they didn't. That's fine. And I called Channel 9 and asked for this producer, Mr. Tyndale, to return the call. I put in several calls, and he hasn't called me back. And so this is what I'm talking about. All you ever hear about are the soldiers.
Well, right there, if I could just interrupt you.
Sure.
When you bring the soldiers up in the same breath of what you're doing, do you think it's comparable?
No, I most certainly do not.
You don't think that what the soldiers are fighting and dying for in Iraq, the job they have to do, is the same as the one you're doing over here?
No, absolutely not, Phil.
By helping out these families?
Absolutely not. But I am saying all you ever hear about are them. And I'm wondering why I put in a call to the LA Times, Channel 9. I also had put in a call to the Department of Defense why they are not saying anything about me.
Well, the soldiers are putting their lives on the line. You're helping this young wife of a man who is in Afghanistan, and that's admirable. But he is there is the possibility that he may not come back.
Well, that is a reality that he may not come back, and I'm having a hard time bringing that up to his wife Jennifer. The fact that he could get killed and she may never see him again.
And well, my advice is you don't bring that up to her.
I'm sorry?
My advice is you don't talk to her about that. You just continue to help her around the house. Let her live in hope.
I'm sorry, Phil, I didn't hear you.
Let her live in hope. The odds are he will come back.
Well, I'm a 43-year-old man. I'm older than her husband, Paul, but I'm a respectable gentleman. I attend our Presbyterian church here in Culver City. I'm the night manager at Culver Print. I've got a lot to offer, young lady. And how do I make her see it's futile, you know, waiting for this young man? And
well, why do you say it's futile? I mean, he may come home. You know, the odds are he will come home. We're not suffering as many people would. We're not suffering that high a casualty rate.
Well, but my father used to say a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, and I feel I'm just doing my part for our war effort.
But I think you may be demoralizing this young wife while helping her out, saying that her husband may not come back.
I'm a Republican. I'm a member of the Conservatives of Kern County. I volunteered to mow her lawn, get her groceries, to do odd repairs. I asked if at the time, you know, if the Times or Channel 9 would like to do a report on me, and they weren't interested. When I tried to present myself to her as a suitor, a respectable suitor, showing her the futility of her situation, she's balked. It really leaves me with a bitter taste in my mouth.
Well, I don't think you're a suitor yet, are you? You're a man who is helping out a woman who has a husband in Afghanistan.
Who could very well die. I was reading about this gentleman, Tillman.
Soldiers die and a lot of them come home. Try and, if I were you...
Well, the problem is, you know, I want to help out our war effort, but I'm not getting anything really in return, and that is why I have petitioned the Veterans Administration as well as the Department of Defense for some kind of ancillary GI benefit.
So you're asking for government subsidy?
No, sir. I'm asking the GIs get the GI Bill. What I'm doing to help this young wife, you know, whatever, maybe just cleaning out rain gutters, but I do want to have some kind of financial aid from the government on that.
All right, hold on for a minute, Mr. Grover, because the story has changed a little bit. 1-800-449-8686. Here's a man who, with the Conservatives of Kern County, Larry Grover, believes that if there's a family on your street whose husband or brother or even wife or sister are off in Afghanistan or Iraq, you can help that family go over and do odd repairs, pick up groceries, and so on and so forth. He's done this for a lady that lives next door, but he's also wondering why he hasn't gotten any recognition for it. The other part that I don't really like is that he has talked to her about the futility of waiting around for a man who has gone to war in Afghanistan. He may not come back. Now, I don't know whether that's something you do bring up to somebody or not, but I believe that he should at least let her live in a little bit of hope. The bottom line, though, is since he hasn't gotten any recognition from the L.A. Times or Channel 9 or those are the groups that he's mentioned, Janice, he is applying to the Department of Defense for what he calls ancillary veterans benefits articulated in the GI Bill for helping out this lady at her house. 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover from the Conservatives of Kern County on the help he's giving a young war bride as her man is off fighting, and what is he getting for it? He's not quite sure. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio speed track.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
With so many men and women at war in Iraq and Afghanistan, this generation of Americans find themselves where a lot of generations of Americans have found themselves, here at home, taking care of the families of those men and women fighting. And are we good neighbors? Are we ignoring them? Are they struggling? And could they use our help? Larry Grover joins us from Conservatives of Kern County. You have taken up the cause of the case of a neighbor's family. By the way, this neighbor's name is Paul D'Amato. He's with the United States Army in Afghanistan, correct?
That is correct, yes.
And his wife is Jennifer. Are there children?
No, Phil, there are no children. They are a newlywed couple of about a year.
So you've gone over to help her with her chores?
Just things. I'm not looking for anybody to pat me on the back. I'm not looking for anyone to reward me. I would appreciate it if somebody noticed, and that's why I called the L.A. Times. Of course, the L.A. Times, you know, you do anything to help the soldiers, they don't want to write about that, because helping our fighting men and women is the last thing they want to do. So I called up this John Tyndale at Channel 9, who's a producer, and he didn't return my calls. But I'm not looking for anybody to pat me on the back. But by the same token, she's waiting around for a guy that may not come home.
And that's the part that I got a problem with.
What?
Telling this young war bride that her husband may not come home. That's got to be demoralizing to her.
No, not at all, Phil. I'm just presenting to her when we sit and she'll bring me a coffee. But I've done a lot of stuff around the house, and all she says is, "Thank you so much, Larry," which in many ways is almost like a kick right to my face for the things that I've done.
I don't understand, really.
Well, I'm not looking for anything, really, Phil, other than the fact that, you know, I have, you know, an interest in her well-being, I guess.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ellen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover. Go ahead.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Larry. My name is Ellen.
Just fine,
thank you. I just wanted to comment to you that I feel that it is inappropriate for you to spend time with this woman and discuss that her husband may not come back. I think you have an underlying motive.
Just, it's conversation.
To get, can I finish, please?
Well,
I think you have an
starter.
Underlying motive to to connect with this person, which is totally inappropriate. She's a married woman. By all means, you should be encouraging her that her husband will come home. I feel that you're doing these things for her to get on her side, and I do feel that you want personal recognition for this. I think there's many people
out there that are
helping families.
That's very incorrect. I don't know if you know about Pat Dillman.
They're helping families, and they don't expect to have recognition for what they are doing.
Well, I don't know who they are. You one of them? Because there's very few.
Actually, I am one of them. I also help serve the homeless people. I help for 15 years with the handicapped people. But I never call up and ask for recognition for that.
Well, I'm not talking about working with the homeless. I'm talking about which I personally would not do because I'm not... I think I got better things to do with my time.
I don't think
the homeless are dedicating anything to our country. I think our fighting men and women are. If you want to help somebody, Ellen, help the families of it.
That's very judgmental.
Yes, it is. It is very judgmental.
And the judgment is
our soldiers are more valuable than homeless people.
Let me just say this.
I was a student at the time of the Vietnam War. Otherwise, I would have been happy to go over and fight. This is the way I'm trying to pay back my country.
Okay, I was not a student at the time, but I was in the military. I was in the Air Force for Vietnam.
You know, she may be reading a box, that's all.
I didn't expect any recognition for that.
Excuse me, I'm talking about me, though. See, you're talking about you.
Okay, well, you were trying to put me down, which I won't allow you to do.
No, I'm not putting you down.
And I never asked for recognition.
Why do I care what happened?
I just feel that you need to explore your motives for helping this woman. I think you have ulterior motives to try to get close to her.
I think it's easy to say coming from somebody that doesn't help our military families.
For what you have done. I do help the military families.
Miss Cleo, I got to go. I mean, you must be psychic because you're telling me what I'm thinking, Miss Cleo.
I think it's very apparent to anybody who's listening to you.
Ellen, thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome.
I don't want this to be argumentative. You're doing something good for the military families.
Well, of course I am, but so I'm getting judged, and this is another thing. How come I get judged, but the soldiers? I was in a kitchen fixing a drip, and there was a leak in one of the washers over at the D'Amato home, and on the radio, the song by Air Supply had come out, and the song goes, "I'm all out of love, I'm so lost without you." And I turned around, and I asked Jennifer if she wanted to dance, and she said no. And, man, you might as well have taken a lead-lined boot and thrust it as hard as you could into that area of my body, which I hope someday will provide the seed for, for a family of my own.
That she wouldn't dance with you, man? She's got a man over in Afghanistan. She has a husband.
I wasn't doing anything other than asking the lady to dance.
Let me go over here to Jerry. Jerry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I'm driving across the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and I'm on my way home from work, and I heard this maniac that you have on your show, and I got absolutely sick to my stomach.
Wait a second,
to hear
sir.
This guy tell me that he's trying to take care of this guy's wife. All he wants to do is get in her pants.
He's a pervert, and he needs arrested,
and I hope everybody in the United States military hears this. And they come home and kick your ass.
You know, you little good son of a bitch.
You better wait till I ever find you, I'm coming to get you.
You have the 514 combat boot up your ass. I'm so scared of you, okay? Let me tell you something.
Yeah, you better come in, buddy. Everybody in Afghanistan is going to come home for you.
Let me tell you, Jerry, when you drop off that load of fertilizer, okay, I'll give you my address.
Yeah, you wait, buddy. Every guy in Afghanistan is coming for you.
Well, wait a minute. Let's calm down for a minute. Jerry, the point you're trying to make here, I guess, is that you're cutting in on another man's action. You're beating another man's time with his wife, Mr. Grover.
Well, you know, this guy, Jerry, is he still there?
No, he hung up.
What do you mean I'm beating his time with his wife? What I'm doing is I'm putting up a rain gutter that he didn't put up.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Larry Grover joins me. He is with Conservatives of Kern County. He also is active helping, at least in one instance, a family member of a man stationed in Iraq or in Afghanistan. Correct, Larry?
Yes, he's with the United States Army at Paul D'Amato with the U.S. I don't know his unit, but he's with the Army Reserve, was called up last month and will be in Afghanistan for 9 months if he survives. That's all I'm saying.
And well, you're talking to his wife, who lives next door to you. You're helping out, which is great. But you're saying to this woman, oh, you know, he may not come back. You're asking her to dance. Are you trying to pick up on this man's wife?
No, sir, I most certainly am not. But what? No, I am not. Now, will you answer me this question? What if he doesn't come back? Shouldn't I at least get myself in line? That's all I'm saying.
Well, you're mentioning to her that he may not come back. I think it's demoralizing.
Well, I fixed things at their home without Jennifer even. One morning I put a ladder up to the bathroom window and I began to repaint the frame. And this was out of the goodness of my heart for a possible war widow. Now, if that isn't going to the limit for the red, white, and blue, I don't know what it is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Reverend, go ahead. You're right now, as I understand it, Reverend, you're a chaplain with the United States military.
I am currently serving with families that are trying to keep people like Larry from screwing up our soldiers' lives.
Wait a minute. How am I screwing up the life of a soldier by helping put up a rain gutter that he
this
promised?
This woman will be having access to email and telephones, and she will call her husband and tell him about you, and then he's getting concerned about what's going on at home.
No, I'm
in the process of counseling three families right now of soldiers having to deal with this stuff.
Well, what is he to be concerned about? I'm taking care of... I'm doing stuff you should have done.
You are not just taking care of the house. You're trying to hit on the woman. And you've admitted that. You want to be in line.
Don't you understand, Reverend?
Now, let's get honest.
No, I don't want to hit on her.
I'm in counseling, and I'm a professional at this. You want this woman.
Only if the soldier dies.
No, admit
this
woman, and therefore you should have nothing to do with her at this point
in her life, Reverend,
because she's in crisis.
Reverend, hold on. Pastor Rennick from Joyful Union is on the line from Bellflower. Pastor Rennick, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm listening to this young man who was on your program. I have to agree with the Reverend who was on the line with you. What you are doing is you're poisoning a situation.
Reverend, I am not...
Now you listen to me. You are poisoning the situation. You are poisoning. You are not helping. You are poisoning.
He is.
And
poisoning the situation.
And by throwing a poison in there, what you do is you make that home dysfunctional. You don't make that home better.
What needs to be done, every kind of man
that ever would do that to a woman that I knew, I'd cut his gut.
All right, I had to hang up on him. Go ahead, Reverend.
What needs to be done is this man, if he cares about this woman, needs to step back and not involve himself in anything personal.
Fair enough. But what about the L.A. Times and all of these other things that I was requesting?
Listen. In Afghanistan, we've had one person killed in the last 3 weeks. Of the people that have gone to Afghanistan, the percentage of
people coming
home...
Are you talking about Mr. Dillman?
That's exactly right.
Pat Tillman, not Dillman. Tillman.
Yes, sir.
Tillman. Of the percentage of people coming home, you're talking about 99-plus.
That's right.
The percentage.
Yeah, in Afghanistan,
And the point that we're dealing
Hold
with is this guy's putting himself in a position to take advantage.
You cut me off.
Yes, I cut you off. You used a word that I don't want used on the air.
What did I say, Conan?
All right. Reverend, thank you.
Hey, and, God bless you for supporting the troops.
Thank you, sir.
Do what you can to make sure the people understand our troops are doing good work.
Yes.
And the people of those countries appreciate us.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
And I understand that as well, Reverend. I'm just, why don't I get any recognition?
I'll tell you what.
I work with family support people. Well.
I work with family support people all the time.
Yeah.
We do a ton of work here in the home station that is not recognized, and it's not important that it's recognized. What we need to do is support the troops.
I got another Shirley Temple. I'm sorry?
It's not
all
important
right.
that we get recognized.
I
What's
get
important
on.
Is that
you
we recognize.
On me.
Hold on. Why is this guy still back on?
You keep hanging up on me because I use the word gonad.
All right. Thank you very much, Reverend. 1-800-449-8686.
I don't understand why it is that I cannot. All she has to do is give me a little hug. All she has to do is show me that there's a chance, that there's a chance if her husband gets, say, machine gunned by the Al-Qaeda, that there's a chance that she and me maybe, because I could really go for her, I'll tell you that.
Oh, man, dude, you're all, yes.
I will not be hung up on just because I use the word balls.
Here is Sandra. Go ahead, Sandra. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Man, psycho night. Go ahead, Sandra.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I'd first like to tell that this person on the other end, that he is a coward. And
a coward?
He's not a man. And if he's a real man, he'd leave this woman alone. He would quit using underlying things to get to her.
What am I doing?
He is not. He does not respect her. He doesn't care about doing her working around her house. He's trying to get to her. And
well,
he wants
wrong.
Recognition. He needs to pray to God. God will recognize him.
Can I ask
doing
you a
good.
Question? How many lawns have you mowed for a war widow?
This man's wife
How
alone.
Many lawns have you mowed for a war widow, Sandra? None? That's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah. Got you on that one.
Oh, you don't know. You don't think.
Got you on that one. Oh, I'm
no,
willing
I would...
to put down good money that you haven't mowed one lawn for a war widow.
What do you mean, war widow? The woman's got a husband who's alive in Afghanistan. I wish you'd quit talking about war widow.
Oh, come
this,
on.
This woman,
come
this,
on.
You want this woman's wife not, to, you want this woman's husband not to come back alive so you can
not
move right in, on in on
I
this.
Want him to come back alive.
No, you don't.
Yes,
yeah,
I
you're
do.
Trying to, you're trying to brainwash this woman to thinking she'll never see her husband again, and you're the one to fix everything in her house, and you're the one to put everything back together in her house right
but
now.
But you haven't answered
her
my question.
Husband's not dead.
How many rain gutters
your
have you put up for
your,
a war widow.
Your question does not deserve answer.
Oh, because the answer is I haven't done a thing, Larry. I'm here criticizing you, but me, I sit at home, flip on The Price is Right, watch Jeopardy, all of the things that you do, go out in the back, take a look
you
at the yard
the
and talk about
alone.
How small it looks
you need
with
to back
the leaves
out
in
of
it.
Her life. She has a husband.
And
you need to go find you a woman.
I think you need to go put a rain gutter up.
Find you a woman.
The day you go over to a man's
you
home whose wife is serving in the Middle East and bake him a cherry
woman.
Pie, then you come
Get
talk to me.
Get out there and date.
All right.
Get out there and
Why
date.
Why aren't you dating, Larry?
Because there are very few women of quality to meet these days. I'm a
Because you don't think much of women.
Let me
I can
tell
you always
something.
Tell that.
I'm a catch.
You have a
okay.
low respect for women.
No, I have a very high regard for women, but I'm a catch. I have a lot to offer a woman, and I will not throw my pearls before the swine, which the Bible tells us.
You know, you don't know much about the Bible, it doesn't sound like.
Well, ma'am, at least I know
another
about
man's
charity.
Life.
And
you're
I
messing
certainly,
with another man's wife.
Oh,
I didn't say
you're all you do is call all the talk radio programs and you go on and on about your Bible. You're really
No, you're the
me.
One that brought the Bible up. You're the one
me
talking
eight.
About religion.
All right, I don't know what's going on here.
What's going on is... Hold on for a minute.
Phil, this is... hi, this is Cynthia.
Hi, how are you, Ms. Grover?
I'm good. I want to go home to see Everybody Loves Raymond, and Larry won't take me with him, so I don't know.
On the phone with the talk radio host.
I want to see Everyone Loves Raymond.
All right, where are you right now?
We're in a bar. Can you believe that? And he's talking to you as if, you know, he's a big man.
Give me the phone, Mother. Anyway, Sandra.
Yes.
Are you married?
Will you yes. shut up?
Sorry. I really want to go home.
Mother,
all right, okay, Larry, if you take your mother home.
One more gimlet, we're out of here. I swear to God. I swear to God.
A man grabbed, reached under my skirt.
All right. Sandra, thank you very much.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome,
I hope
ma'am.
This guy grows up between now and
well,
tonight.
Well, when you mow a lawn of a war widow or bake him a cherry pie, you give me a...
why don't you just give it a rest?
I mow my own lawn. I don't have to have a man mow my lawn.
Yeah, you
And I fix
If
my
I
own
wasn't a little
together.
Tipsy from these gifts.
And I fix things right. around my house. I'm my own handyman.
Thank you, Sandra. Here's Lisa on the Phil Henry Show. Lisa, go ahead. You're on with Larry Grover.
Hi. Larry, I just wanted to say a couple things.
His mother's here, too.
And we're talking
First
to Cynthia
all,
Grover, yeah.
First of all, I understand, and it's very understandable, I think, for everybody, that when you do something, usually you want to be recognized for it. But have you ever heard of the universal law of reciprocity?
I'm not familiar with that's a state law?
No. Usually what it means is when you do something for somebody and you expect something in return, and to me that's what it sounds like you're doing.
Oh,
you're not giving from the heart. And usually if you're doing something to help somebody and it's genuine, it's from the heart and you don't expect something in return.
Hold on for a minute, Lisa. What did you say, Ms. Grover?
I wanted to say to Larry, this girl is lovely. Why don't you ask her out?
Are you married or available?
No, actually, I'd really like to stick with the subject right now because I'm not interested in that way whatsoever.
Well, I certainly understand that. The reason why I do what I do is I want to help out our war families. But but in the off chance that he is machine gunned, I want to position myself.
Right. You know, I just explain? I understand.
Oh,
I understand, but what I'm saying is, as a woman...
I don't want to ask her out, Mother.
That's one of the reasons I don't let certain people do things for me, because I don't want them to expect something like you're expecting from Cynthia in return.
I don't expect anything from... No, it's Jennifer is her name. Cynthia's my mother.
I'm sorry. Jennifer. Yeah. What I'm hearing you say, though, is me, me, me. When you talk about calling the radio stations and the TV stations, you're mentioning me. Why aren't they putting me on? But let me ask you this. How many of the soldiers that haven't died are calling the station saying, why aren't they talking about me?
I'm not familiar with who you're speaking about, but I would say, of the soldiers that have died, how would they call?
No, the ones
how
that haven't died.
What
I'm saying is,
oh my God, did you hear?
She said, of the soldiers that haven't died, why don't they call up and say...
they get news coverage. Every day they talk about them. But when I go over and repair this woman's... when I put in a new master lock on her garage, no one says anything about me.
Exactly. Can I just stop you right there?
Can I ask the lady, do you make chili?
You're saying me, and what you should be saying is I want to encourage others to do things to help people. But you're pulling it into yourself, and you want the recognition for you.
And Phil, I wanted to say something to this lady.
Larry, what is going on?
She always does this. She always does this. Every time I meet a girl I like.
This guy sounds really psychotic, actually.
He's
actually the kind of guy that would scare me, but he would come in like he's capable of something violent.
Lisa,
and that,
he is a really good boy.
Oh, my God. Is he doing that in the bar?
He does. He's clowning.
Clowning?
No, honey, this isn't clowning. If you're his mom, he's got serious psychological problems that need to be addressed. And I would warn Jennifer. I would somehow get
word to that girl.
Get word to that girl, because I wouldn't be surprised if he's capable of a violent crime. And I
just
really scared
me. I just wanted my son to let you know how good he is at Atari. He's a lot of fun.
Is this for real? Are you,
can you
are
believe
the two
this?
Of you for real?
Can you
I'm
believe
really
this
wondering stuff? If the two of you are for real.
I'm wondering that too. I'd like to find
this
out where
they are. Because
this is almost
too. And the story has changed several times through the whole course of this. Where first it was about getting people together
to help the troops. Yeah,
and it has changed, and then it was about me getting recognition. Me, and then it changed again. And now he's screaming.
All right,
and you're calm.
This guy's a psycho case, man.
Yeah, very much so.
Oh, Larry's clowning. He always acts like that just before when he's interested in a woman.
When he's interested in a woman, get that guy on some Thorazine real fast.
Oh, great!
I think the number one thing is it's whoever knows who he is or who this woman is needs
get
to get words for her.
All right, listen,
to not let him in his house alone.
Thank you very much for
allowing the call.
Lisa, are you busy for lunch after church on Sunday?
See? She hung up! Thanks!
Oh, man.